On the first part of our morning show today on WRCO Radio, we are talking about the State of Wisconsin Board on Aging and Long-Term Care. In the studio with us today, we have Vicki Meyer, who will be talking a little bit about the program, which is celebrating its 30th anniversary. And a volunteer, Maureen, is in the studio to kind of describe what that looks like, a typical day for a volunteer. So, good morning, Vicki. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. So, tell me about this, BOALTC. Is the acronym.
Yeah, so the Board on Aging and Long-Term Care is an independent state agency. We're kind of under different statutes with the Older Americans Act that allow us to do the work that we do in long-term care settings throughout Wisconsin. There's different federal statutes that relate to it, and then the Wisconsin state statute actually regarding the Board on Aging and Long-Term Care. And then just a little bit about how we kind of, so I work more with the Volunteer Ombudsman Program. There's three branches under it. There's Medigap, the Long-Term Care Ombudsman, and a volunteer program. So that's where I'm specifically at, is a volunteer.
Explain to me, the word ombudsman. I was not familiar with that. What is that?
Yeah, so that word is a word that a lot of people don't know. I have to admit, it's not something I had ever heard until I got this position. A lot of our volunteers do a great job in explaining that and basically just advocate for the residents. They protect and promote the rights of long-term care consumers. They work with those who are age 60 and over, as well as others that are involved in their care, but basically just advocating for those residents and making sure their rights are being upheld.
How long have you been with the program, Vicki?
Oh, gosh. I believe it's been 2.5 years, just about.
Okay. So did you know a lot about it before you took the job?
Honestly, no. I was looking for a change in career and just happened to go on the state Wisconsin government website to look for positions, saw it and applied, thought it might be good. I was in advocacy work before this and just worked out.
So it's a state program, and how do people apply and everything? Is there a website that they go to?
Yeah, so the website for the Board on Aging is longtermcare.wi.gov. And they can learn all about the different programs we have under the Board on Aging. They can learn about what their rights are as residents. They can learn how to become a volunteer ombudsman.
So is it for people that they're in a residential facility or people that are still at their own homes? Or how do you look at it?
So the regional ombudsman, part of that long-term care program, they work with those who are in assisted livings, in skilled nursing facilities, the CBRF, the community-based residential facilities, things like that. Whereas the volunteer program just goes into the skilled nursing facilities right now. And then there was, as of September of 2023, it's a pilot project right now in kind of the northern part of the state where they're going into assisted livings and kind of doing the same thing with the volunteer program.
Do you work all over the state or in just this part of the state?
Yeah, so that's a good question. I work primarily just in the counties down in like the southwestern region, but we do have staff and volunteers that are located throughout the state of Wisconsin.
Okay. Well, let's talk to a volunteer. We have Maureen in the studio. Maureen, how long have you volunteered?
I've been a volunteer for over 5 years, and I go to only one facility, which is close to my home. And so I go once a week. And initially, I was trained. We have notebooks on the statutes and so I go once a week and I talk to the residents and I tell them that I'm there for them and to be the middle person between them and the facility, and if they have any issues or problems, and I can help them anonymously if they don't want to use their name, or if they give me permission, I can use their name and go and give exact details to the facility on what they feel their needs aren't being met. And so, you know, because a resident, I stress that this is their home and that they have every right for people to enter their room with knocking, or else, you know, they have their right to their showers or being able to choose their own clothes. And there's many details in a resident's life that, they have power to make choices, and just to remind them that they have those rights. So that's kind of what I do. And I can go anytime during the day and any day of the week. I'm not supposed to really have a set schedule, because it's good to go in kind of without anyone knowing I'm going in.
And different times,
yes,
and everything.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Even on weekends. Sometimes I go on a weekend and visit people. And the residents are really nice people, and they're kind and interesting and appreciative, and you really develop a relationship with them after a while.
Sounds like you've made some friends then.
Yeah. It's nice. And the program also is pretty informative, and they give you a lot of tools to help you do a better job in volunteering. So I get a benefit from that as well.
Did it take much training?
I think it was like a couple of full work days at where a group of volunteers that were just starting all met, and there were a couple teachers, and they gave us a big notebook full of the statutes and what to expect, and also there's a 1-800 number with the Ombudsman program, and I have that readily accessible when I'm at the facilities. And that's for the residents and their families to call at any time they feel that there's some kind of issue that needs to be addressed there. And that number is 1-800-815-0015. And I also call that number sometimes after I leave a facility. If I don't know the answer on how to address an issue, or if I... A regional ombudsman can go to that facility and investigate it herself, or they can guide me on how to proceed and how to help that resident.
If a resident has some cognitive issues, I'm sure you have to kind of weigh that too, like,
yes,
you know, whether or not it's legit or not, but you probably have to take everything seriously, don't you?
Yeah, I think so, yes. And you get to know the people too, not only the residents, but the staff, so you can kind of weigh all those circumstances together. And, you know, as a volunteer, I don't have very many much teeth, but some of these residents are far away from home, or they don't have any family members, or they don't get any visitors. So I may be the only visitor they ever get to see. So the residents are really appreciative that I'm there, and you know, it kind of makes it worthwhile too.
I bet. For some of the things you talked about for the residents, it offers them some freedom, and it kind of sticks up for their rights too.
Yes. Yeah. And it, you know, it really makes you think this is their home. They're there 24 hours, and so
it's been rewarding for you.
Yes, very. Yes.
Do you encourage other people to maybe check it out?
I do. I think there's a good support staff, and you learn a lot. And I was an advocate for my mom, and I knew how important that was to do that job. And I think of these people without any family, and you know, I feel feel good about helping them.
Yeah, it's a great thing because you think about that, your own parents and things like that, and knowing that someone else, you know, you kind of want everybody to be treated equal like your parents were. Too,
yeah, so. Yeah, and I don't have children, so, you know, who knows? They're by the grace of God.
Somebody will be taking care of you
yes,
someday, maybe.
Yes.
Sure. It sounds like a really awesome program here, Vicki. Anything else you wanted to add about it or things like that?
Yeah, so just a little bit more about what they do. Like Maureen said, they just go in once a week. The visits take anywhere from a couple hours, 2 to 3 hours. They do have the initial training that they go through, and then we offer monthly virtual presentations for the volunteers. And the great thing about it is we record all of those, so if they can't make it, we send it out to them. They can watch it at their convenience. Like Maureen said, when they go in to visit with residents, we don't tell them you have to go at this time. They work it into their schedule, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., any day of the week, whatever works for them. You know, a lot of times you're not just going in and hearing concerns from residents. I mean, there are those days that you do have those concerns that are brought up, but a lot of times, like Maureen said, you're there visiting with people that maybe don't have anybody else. So you get to hear some incredible stories from these residents. For myself, I get to learn a lot about their past and just hearing things. I love going with the volunteers when they do that. And if you're somebody that is interested in making that difference in somebody's life, you can learn more about becoming a volunteer. You can go to the website, thelongtermcare.wi.gov, and there's an application on there, and that's kind of where that process starts, is just applying and then talking to us and finding out more about that.
It's an awesome program. So this is the one that you mainly focus on in your job then?
Yeah, so my role is just kind of overseeing the volunteers. I go once in a while, I'll go on facility visits with them. We'll go to resident council together. And then just being a support for them, because the work that they do is truly, you know, we're just grateful for them being in there. The regional ombudsman cannot make it to all the facilities, and they're really building these relationships by going in weekly and seeing these residents. And, you know, we cannot thank them enough for what they do.
So the volunteers are assigned to specific facilities. Is that how it works then?
Yeah. So like in Richland County, there's 2 nursing homes. Volunteer is usually placed wherever is closest to them. We want to make sure that there's like no conflict of interest that would be an issue. And again, they just get placed wherever is kind of close to them so that it's easy or convenient travel-wise.
So you could have a full-time job and still do this too, couldn't you?
Oh, definitely. A lot of our volunteers are retired, but we have had people who, you know, they have a regular full-time job and they have kids at home, and it's a little tougher fitting it in, but anybody can, you know, as long as they're over 18, anybody can do this.
I know there are some events coming up where people can learn more. Tell me about the event on the 24th of April.
Yeah, so I believe it's the Richland Shopping News. They're hosting the Let the Good Times Roll for the Senior Expo. I believe it's the first one back in person since COVID, and that is going to be from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Wednesday, April 24th, and that'll be at the Richland Community Senior Center.
If there are people that maybe they have a family member that they would like to have a visit from a volunteer, is that another way that they can, you know, maybe contact you?
Yeah, so if they have questions, you know, specifically for a regional ombudsman, if they'd like to stop in and just ask if the volunteers can stop by and see their loved one, if people have questions relating to like Medicare, Medicaid, insurance kind of questions, we'll have a booth set up there that they can bring all those questions to us then.
There are a lot of questions regarding those topics, aren't there?
Definitely, yeah.
So do you have to be pretty well versed in that, Vicki, in terms of knowing where to send them and have the answers and things like that?
Yes and no. That's what I love about my role, is when it comes to those detailed insurance kind of questions, I direct them right to Medigap, the helpline. They are licensed insurance agents. They know all the ins and outs of that stuff. I just give them that 1-800 number or refer them over to them. So if anybody does have those questions, they can come and visit at the booth that day, or they can call 1-800-242-1060.
and learn about all of the things that you offer and learn about being a volunteer as well, I guess.
Definitely, yes.
Sure. And I'm guessing, Maureen, you encourage people too.
I do.
Do you try to recruit a little bit?
Yes, I do. Amongst my circles, but so I have already have, Vicky has interviewed someone that I had told about. And that's how I learned about the ombudsman program. I met a volunteer ombudsman and she was telling me what she does. And I was thinking, well, I can do that. That would be really something I can do because you really can do your own hours. So I look at my weekly calendar and I see what days I'm free and I think, well, I'll stop and visit, you know, Wednesday afternoon or whatever. So it's nice that you can kind of, you don't need someone over your shoulder. You can do this on your own.
Yeah, make your own schedule.
Yes.
I'm guessing that you hear a lot of stories. You hear a lot of history, don't you?
Yes, I do. Yeah. And, you know, a lot of times you get to follow the resident through the whole process of their stay there and transitions and things.
Do you play some games and put some puzzles together and things
well,
like that too?
Sometimes, yes. It's pretty fun.
I bet it is.
Yeah.
Sounds like it's really rewarding. Yeah. Vicki, how can people find out more about your program again?
So they can give a call to the 1-800-815-0015 or go to longtermcare.wi.gov, and that will give them all the information. If they have questions, they can look on there. And then there is a tab that they can click on to let us know that they're interested in becoming a volunteer.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add today, either of you?
I just want to say thank you to our volunteers. It's actually Volunteer Appreciation Month. And so we had a big presentation for them yesterday and just got them in on that. And we had little certificates and presents for them. So just thanking them for all the hard work that they do and just knowing that we really appreciate them and couldn't do this without them.
How many volunteers are we talking about then?
Throughout the state, we operate out of 36 counties. So we probably have average 60 to 100 volunteers right now. It did go down a little bit from COVID, but we're kind of working on building that back up.
Yeah, that's picked back up a little bit as well, I'm guessing. And getting into facilities is a little easier, too, than it was.
Definitely, yeah.
Sure, that's a plus side. Well, thanks for coming in today,
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's great to learn about this. Vicki Meyer joining us, NWRCO, and volunteer Maureen as well, State of Wisconsin Board on Aging and Long-Term Care. And we also learned what an ombudsman was today. Scandinavian word, I think, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, I had to look it up. Yeah. But it's a learning thing for me here on The Morning Show. We appreciate it. Coming up, Steve Volk is in the house talking about his retirement as a physician assistant in the area. That's next on The Morning Show.